Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We're looking forward to our dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. It is the book of truth from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation. And as we face the issues, we do not base the issue decisions and what we say, basing it on some political ideological bent. We do not base it on denominational dogma or some philosophical rhetoric. We base our decision on the subjects we talk about and the position that we take on it based on the authority of the Word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, I commend that to you. It's studying the Word, meditating the Word, looking at the Word, considering the Word of God and what the Word of God says. Jesus then says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that sets us free as we study it. May I commend it to you that you study the Word, live by the Word, and allow the Word of God to speak to our hearts today. I don't know of any time in the history of our great nation that there is a need to be in the Word than right now. That we find so many things that are taking place in our nation and around the globe that it can be a grave concern, or it should be a grave concern to every person. And one of the major questions that I believe we need to ask when we see the global conditions, when we see what is taking place in America with the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party agenda, when we see what is taking place in the House and the Senate, when we understand what is happening politically, socially, morally, and ethically, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Can America survive? That's our subject today. That's our issue today. Can America survive? Is it possible for America, as we know it, as we have known it, as it is found in our constitutional republic, can our nation survive the attacks from the outside, the attacks from the inside? Can we survive? So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this subject today, let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you've got ideas, thoughts, you have got suggestions, insights, questions, or comments. As we progress in this thought today, as we face the issue, can America survive? And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm passionate about it. I'm gravely concerned about it. And the concern should be growing more and more each and every day when we understand the pressures and the problems and what is taking place and what is happening. One of the articles by Matt Staver in Liberty Counsel says, on a national news program, this doctor admitted that freedom is the carrot to force everyone to receive the COVID injections. Ladies and gentlemen, our freedom seemingly is pinned on whether or not we get the vaccination. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. Our freedom seems to be on the linchpin also of racial equity, as it is called, with the critical race theory being taught and promulgated in our schools, colleges, universities, and in every federal agency in America today. With that great division, with that great focus on racial equity as it is called today, with the destruction of American history with the 1619 Project, with what we see taking place with the repression of our churches, the rejection of our freedoms of religion, with the attempt to eviscerate, totally destroy our Bill of Rights, can we survive? And I commend to you truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that taking place this very hour, ladies and gentlemen. It was the former Senator Jim DeMint that warns Americans' decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me just read you a brief blurb from the article by Jim DeMint, dated May 15th. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. He cited a time when he and his wife had visited a church on Easter Sunday and heard a stunner from the pulpit by the preacher. After describing the miraculous and indescribable resurrection of Jesus Christ, the pastor concluded, it didn't really matter if that was actually true or not. Only it matters if we believe it was true, end quote. The former senator explained the obvious. What we believe about truth does not change what truth is. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of the arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I remind you each and every day on this broadcast of the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, may I commend that to us? We need to learn the truth, seek the truth. You won't find the truth on Communist Network News. You won't find the truth in Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, the other three. You won't find the truth in those that are advocating for the overthrow of America and the destruction of our Constitution today. But we need to seek the truth. And the truth is, the source book for truth is none other than the Word of God. What does God's Word say? What does it direct our lives to do? That's what I commend to you today. It is the truth book. We need to seek the truth and listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, and tell the truth, live the truth, and ladies and gentlemen, defend the truth even to death. And I believe the closer we get, the last days that we're in. And I believe we're in the last of the last days, ladies and gentlemen. But I believe more we see of the coming of the last days, the more we're going to be confronted with having to stand for truth and defend the truth. And may I commend the truth book to you, the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a wonderful staff, knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole, and on that flagpole flies Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 120 American generals, says the U.S. may not survive Biden's attack on our Constitution. If we have no Constitution, we have no Bill of Rights, we have no constitutional republic, where do we stand? And Biden has already said that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. There's nothing in the Bill of Rights, he contends, that cannot be modulated, moderated, changed, or totally wiped out. That's Biden's position. First president in the history of the United States of America that's had that denigrative view of the Bill of Rights and of our constitutional liberties. But let me read you a blurb or two. 120 American generals, U.S. may not survive Biden's attack on Constitution. A letter that's been signed by more than 120 retired military generals who served America in some of the darkest hours and places is warning that the nation may not survive the attack on the Constitution being orchestrated by Joe Biden, the president. Quote, our nation is in deep peril, says the letter, which was posted online at The Federalist. Quote, we're in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic, like no other time since our founding in 1776. Notice they didn't say since our founding in 1619. The 1619 Project, as it's called now, is a lie about U.S. history. It is a lie that's been promulgated and now being pushed in all of our schools and universities and colleges and in some religious denominations. But further, let me read. We're in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic, like no other time since the founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of our constitutional liberties, freedoms, and rights. End quote. Biden has, of course, implemented a multitude of socialistic ideas for Americans. Essentially, whatever he wants and whatever he thinks, without even the benefit of Congress, as the letter pointed out. The current administration has launched a full-blown assault on our constitutional rights in a dictatorial manner, bypassing the Congress. With more than 60, this was written about 3 weeks ago, more than 60 executive orders, it's over 80 today, executive orders quickly signed, many reversing the previous administration's effective policies and regulations, they wrote. Moreover, population control actions such as an executive exclusive lockdown, schools and business closures, and most alarming, censorship of written and verbal expressions are all direct assaults on the fundamental rights that we have in our Constitution. They pointed to the 2020 election, however, as the most significant red flag in America. Without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost forever. Election integrity demands ensuring there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by the state legislature approval controls using government IDs and verification of signatures, etc. Further, the article states, they cited the Democrats' attack on elections, demand for open borders, unlimited censorship from big tech, the attempt to return to the Iran nuclear deal, the damage to the nation's energy independence, and much, much more. Under a Democratic Congress, the current administration, our country has taken a hard left turn toward socialism and Marxism, form of a tyrannical government, according to these 120 retired generals. So, ladies and gentlemen, where do you stand on the issue? Do you have any problem with what you see taking place in Washington? Do you have any problem with what is happening out of the Biden administration and what he's attempting to do? By the way, and we'll look at this a little later in the broadcast, is Sleepy Joe really cognitive enough to carry out the task of running the United States of America and protecting our nation? Is he really all there? And the answer to that question succinctly is no. We're in trouble as a result of it. But I question today, my question is, can America survive what we're finding and what we're faced with? It is very clear in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We also find in Proverbs 14, verse 34, a very, very, very clear statement. Righteousness, that is rightness before God, honorability before God, exalted, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation, exalted the nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, an insult, a shame to any people. And that's what we're facing today in America under the Biden administration. And you might ask, why am I passionate about it? Why am I concerned? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose America, we lose the freedom of religion. If we lose America, it will absolutely foreclose any possibility of the freedom of religion, the right to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the opportunity to evangelize around the world. And I'll talk about it a little later, but I'm looking at a great headline. It says, New Secular Democrats are gunning for Christians. And that's a major, powerful headline that we need to understand. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. Our military, during the Obama administration, they were removing senior officials that disagreed with political platforms, and that continuation, you know, after 8 years, it turned a lot of the higher rank Pentagon into political soldiers instead of military soldiers. And that continuation, I think it halted for a while during the Trump administration, but the current chief of staff is now focusing on social issues more than military issues, and I believe that this will further weaken our armed forces, and that in of itself there will be a great harm if they go after any of the Bill of Rights. I'm a veteran. I served. I volunteered twice. I volunteered once, you know, to join up, and then I volunteered again to jump from planes while in flight. And what I see and hear from soldiers today as opposed to when I was in a long, long ago, it's a really tough environment for these soldiers now. They're literally trying to indoctrinate them into another type of something that doesn't match our Constitution, or at least I feel it doesn't match our Constitution or Bill of Rights.
You're exactly right. In fact, as you know, Jim, one of the major officers in the Space Force was just released because of something he had posted. In fact, I'm looking at an article. It says, Space Force officer fired for blasting Marxism in the military. We were taught whites are inherently evil. Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Loimeyer was fired for criticizing the U.S. military for the Marxism he claims has infiltrated the ranks. What happened is I began noticing some time ago, and not just in the past few months, but over the past several years, increasing relevance of what I saw as Marxist ideology being pandered around by other names. The Defense Secretary in February said, I think it was February the 5th of this year, called for an extremism down day and the issue of guidance memorandum to all service members. He said that while he was leading a unit there, videos being sent out to every base service member that were asked to watch in preparation for our extremism down days and discussion of race. In the videos, he said, we were taught that the country was evil and that it was founded in 1619 and not 1776, and that all whites were inherently evil. Because he made a comment about that on his Facebook page, he was summarily fired from the Space Force. And we're finding, Jim, you're exactly right, because they're perpetrating that in all branches of military, where they're now searching. In fact, I read an article this morning. They're searching the military men's Facebook, social media accounts. And if they say anything that's against the election passed, that they question that election, if they say anything in relationship to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our rights therein, if they say anything against the critical race theory, they're considered extremist and being processed out of military.
Yeah, that's very sad. Having been, you know, if you're a soldier in there, you pretty much, I don't know how it exactly is today, but whenever I finished swearing in, they told me flat out, all war rights have been waived, act accordingly. And you're trained to do a job in there, and that's what you're supposed to do, your job. And to me, I fear for them, because training for to meet a country's enemies is one thing, but doing that and having social agenda heaped upon you or additional burdens as far as, you know, critical race theory, or you're trying to, you know, you're guilted into believing that you're, you know, your country is not worthy of your service. That's a sad thing. It shouldn't be that way. These people
it should
volunteer.
Not be, but Jim, I'm looking at another article. He says, newly uncovered documents show Pentagon plans targeting all conservatives. Warning of a sudden new threat of extremism from the right, the Pentagon is indoctrinating military service members in a program packed with progressive ideology and misstatements about the Constitution. The Navy, for example, in a talk titled "Extremism Stand Down," presents misstatements of the law and warped characterizations of fellow citizens who believe in the constitutional principles. In fact, according to this writer says, throughout the services, service members have been shocked at the Biden's blitz to root out ideas and people who stand in the way of the administration's transformative agenda of all military. Adams said one individual in the training told him, the military is one of the last institutions left that hasn't been radicalized by the progressives. That's why it's being targeted today, end quote. Adams said in his review of the materials, it makes it very clear that the armed forces are to be integrated into the Biden administration's radicalist list agenda, end quote. It is, you're exactly right, and we see that. I don't know, Jim, how a military can be strong and defend our nation in the event that they're called upon to do so, when now they're being demoralized, where they're being separated, segmented, segregated, and considered as racist and radicals if they have anything to say against the policies that the Biden administration is setting forth. They can sit privately on their social media, but now they're being processed out as being almost as being terrorists within the military. And I am saddened to see where I believe that it's going, just as you've said.
I'm more afraid of them weeding them out and weaning them so far as to have a compliant military. I was only following orders. Right now, you know, from what I remember from a soldier and some of my general orders there, I will follow, you know, you'll follow legal orders. A commander can't come to you and say, hey, this is, you know, mow these civilians down. You're supposed to, as a soldier, you're supposed to say, no, I will not do that.
Yes.
You know, and there's a difference between a lawful order and an unlawful order. And it comes down to morals as well. You have to have, you know, you have to have some kind of morals to be able to make that type of decision and know that what you're doing is just and correct. It just, it's bothersome for me, like I said, being a veteran. And I pray for our leaders and our soldiers.
Yes, Jim, would you say that what we're watching with the military changes and the radicalization within from what the Biden administration is doing, that it is preparing our nation for a military force that will follow the orders, whether they're legal orders, constitutional orders or not, will follow orders of the tyrant that's in position of power, just as in Venezuela or other fascist nations, will follow that guide, that directive, more so than the Constitution. Do you think that's where we're headed?
I can see it going there, but my hope and prayer is those that are volunteering, they're doing it out of a sacred duty and an honor, and that they are aware of their responsibilities when they go in. That's what I pray for. But I honestly feel that if they weaken it too much, then sure, why not? I mean, you're going to have a bunch of followers that they're going to claim that I was only following orders. And that's never a good thing.
So as Christians, we need to continue to pray and ask God to intervene and save our nation. And deliver us from the tyranny that's before us. Jim, thank you so much for your call, for your input.
Thank you.
Your thoughts have been directly on spot with where we are and what I believe is taking place. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I agree with you that we're in the last days. If anybody, even a cursory review of the signs of the second coming, will know that we are in the season of his return. But what I wanted to say today is that God is not a nebulous force or blob. In Thessalonians, it says God will send them strong delusion due to their contempt for truth and suppression of the truth.
Yes.
God will send severe judgments to punish militant heathens. I got a news flash for a lot of people. He's not a meek and mild up there all the time, just a happy old guy. hardened sinners will experience his wrath. And throughout history, Father God is shown to be a watchful and a responsive God. He's watching everything we do.
As I have said, Joseph, and I can say what you have said in a little different fashion. God is not the old white-headed, bearded man sitting on his rocking chair in the Colonnade front porch of heaven, looking down and saying, "Oh, my, look how the world is out of control. I can't do anything about it." God is not impotent. God is not on vacation. God's not dead. God hadn't even had the COVID. He's still in control. And if I didn't believe that every day that I awaken, I would not have any desire to do anything. But because I believe that he is sovereign, because I believe that he is in control, because I believe that he is all-powerful, and he is omniscient, he is all-seeing, nothing takes him by surprise. I'm thankful that he is in control, even though from the secular humanist standpoint, humanly speaking, we're looking at what is taking place with the Biden administration. Do you believe, based on what you're seeing today, through the Biden administration, the executive orders, et cetera, do you believe that it's possible that we could say that America probably will not survive? Or do you believe that we can survive what we're seeing with the onslaught on every turn and every level of our nation today?
Well, if they correct the problems with the election process and the elections are honest, I believe that there's enough decent people in America, we might could win back the government. There's a lot of good Americans left in this country, but we're at the tipping point. I don't know if America is going to survive or not.
Well, it's our prayer that it is, and as you and I have said so many times, is I believe that most of our listeners understand that we're in the perilous times that the scripture speaks of. Word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly. And we're in the throes of those days, right on the very verge of the rapture of the church taking place. And it's my prayer, my desire for my family, for my children, for my grandkids, my great-grandson, that America can survive. And it's only through the divine intervention of God that that is possible. Joseph, amen. Thank you so much for your call. Keep on looking up as we continue to pray and ask God to give us wisdom each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, can America survive? We're talking about the different things that's taking place in America today, and it's one of the callers, I believe it was Joseph that just called, that said something about the election. If we can get the election straight, we're going to talk about some of that potentiality later in this broadcast today. We're finding major things taking place now in several of the battleground states where they're having court orders, where they're having subpoenas for documents and information, and where they're being forced to go back and recount votes and determine what really took place in that coup to overthrow the Trump presidency and thus to take full control and take full throttle of our government in America today. And that's one of the problems we're talking about today. Can America survive? Is under the Biden administration with the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist agenda, can we survive? And I am prayerful that we can. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that today, and the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Looking forward to your calls, for your comments, for what you would have to say in relationship to that. But the Biden administration is on the fast track today forcing submission and surrender of the rights, the will, and the freedom and the liberties of every citizen in the United States of America is being done through the guise of COVID and the requirement for COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to take the top of the hour, 1 minute for news. Come right back. Be looking for you to continue to join with us as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.